Blog Talk Radio.
Now I've been happy lately, thinking about the good things to come, and I believe it could be something good has begun. Oh, I've been smiling lately, dreaming about the world at one, and I believe it could be someday it's going to come. Cause out on the edge of darkness, there rides a peace train. Oh, peace train, take this country, come take me home again. Yeah, I've been smiling lately, thinking about the good things to come, and I believe it could be something good has begun. Oh, peace train sounding louder.
Ride on the peace train.
Ooh, ooh. Come on, the peace train. Get peace train, holy roller.
Everyone jump up on the peace train.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Come on. Your good friends too, cause it's getting nearer, it soon will be with you. Come and join the living, it's not so far from you, and it's getting nearer, soon it will all be true. Oh, peace train sounding louder. About the world as it is, why must we go on hating? Why can't we live and live? Cause out on the edge of darkness, there rides a peace train. Oh, peace train, take this country, come take me home again. Oh, peace train sounding louder.
Welcome, everybody. We are live here on Journey into the Light Spiritual Radio, streaming out on Blog Talk Radio for our 10th shining year, over 5,000 plus shows. And we're also streaming live on Facebook tonight together. Now, I'm here live on Facebook, but my two guests, Joe Liberto and 9/11 Angels, Rebecca Renee, are together on Facebook Live on Rebecca's page. Now, I have also shared out, they're both together on video. They're here on the radio show. But I have streamed that out on my page as well, if that's easier, faster for you to find right now. So you can hop on there. And this way you can listen to them on the radio, and you have the opportunity to call in as well. But you can also at the same time watch them. I think that's really great and available tonight. Now, to call in, this is really important here, to call in at this time. This is the time to call in. 347-884-8245 is the number to call on in. And then press the 1 on your phone, okay? Call in, press 1, and this is the time to do it, all right? We're just really blessed to have both of them on together. I believe this is the third show they've done, and it's each show has been just unbelievably blessed. Everybody has really been enjoying it, so and really getting a lot of help, and that's what it's all about. And if you would want to contact both guests, we do have linked up on the show page both of their contact phone numbers. So you can find that right there for you on the show page. And and Rebecca, I know you can hear me. Is there any way you could send me on Messenger the phone number you guys are on? Or one of you guys, if you can do that, let me know what area codes or area code if you're on the same one. So I know how to pull you guys up. And and I did just while they're doing that, I just wanted to say, and you guys are calling in, we want to mention for a minute here, what are we, we're dedicating this show. We're dedicating this show for our homeless mission, Love in Action. It's a homeless mission that Jennifer Taylor, who runs Quantum Touch, who's also my co-host on my LA show, we started a year ago, last December. So it's been 1 year we have done this show, week in, week out, of helping the homeless in all various fashions that you can imagine. I'm actually going out and doing the work, actually, you know, hitting the streets. That I physically do and I love doing. And we are taking this month of December and specially dedicating it to the homeless children for Christmas, trying to make it special for the kids. They have to go through, it's tough enough seeing homeless people on the streets, but when you see the children, and that's the sad thing, there's a lot of children that are on the streets that are homeless with families, and so we're trying to make it a little more special for them. And I think we can all come together, the majority of us, and do that, don't you think we could? When we can go in the malls and spend hours and, getting that spray and that lotion and that for Bobby and that for Jenny and, so let's do that tonight. And we're going to give you something back as far as when you donate. We're going to put your call to the front of the line to be your next caller and give you a little bit of extra time to speak to both guests as a thank you for helping the homeless. I mean, so, if you can't donate or don't want to donate, it's not required, okay? We want everybody to call in, and, but if you want to donate, the links are on the radio page, the GoFundMe page, or the PayPal email address. And also we'll put them in the chat rooms in a few minutes. And I'll be able to help you in the screening room if you need help with that. But if you're going to donate, go donate now so that we can get to you as one of the first callers. And what we say to folks is if you can, donate $49. It goes a long way. We can put a homeless family in a hotel room for 2 to 3 nights. And give them a warm room, a place to clean up, because you may be surprised how long it's been for the folks that are on the streets. And I will tell you one last thing. In the wintertime that it's cold out in most areas now, I mean, I'm in Oklahoma, and tonight it's getting down in the 20s. And I remember one summer hot day, you wouldn't have to worry about it like you do today. And I asked Bill, who's a homeless guy who we're trying to get him to his own apartment, and because he's in his late 60s. And I asked him, I said, Bill, where do you go to sleep in the winter? And he said, Mike, you don't understand. In the winter, you don't sleep. He said, it's so cold, it wakes you up. So you end up taking naps. And just breaks your heart, you know. In this country, with as much money as we have, we should be able to, you know, do better. But anyway, so there's the links, and we'll help you out. And so we say to folks again, if you donate $49, goes a long way. If you can't, then, you know, 20, 25, whatever your heart, whatever you can, is greatly appreciated. There might be some folks that can do more tonight, and that would really help. Our biggest obstacle this whole year, people ask me, what's the toughest part of this job, Mike? It's not doing the work. It's raising the funds and getting folks to help. And because we can do and have done beautiful things, helping Burles, who's been homeless for 50 years. We actually helped him where we're now paying his monthly rent. So he's not homeless. So, all right, on with the show. And to the folks who are listening, if you can, please share out the videos that Rebecca is on right now. Rebecca and Joe that are on right now, share out the show, but share it to groups. Just keep sharing all night, okay? Let's see how high we can get that number up to, all right? So share, share, and then, as I say, share some more. Okay? All right. Again, the number to call to the radio show, 347-884-8245. My phone just keeps freezing, but here we go. Okay, I finally got over here, and I'm going to close my video and just going to head on over to their video for the full time. Spend a night off of camera. All right. All right. So let's go to the phone lines here, and let's bring up both of my guests here tonight. And, okay. All righty. So let's bring up Joe and Rebecca to the show. Welcome back, guys.
Hi, Michael. So glad to be here. Before we start, a lot of people are asking for the number again. Can I just say that on the live stream? Can you repeat that to me?
Sure, and I'll type it into the box here, too.
347-884-8245. And then they press number 1. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Down there, and I'm
going
to share. And yeah, press 1. Will the Pearl Lady ever sell her couch? I don't know what that means. That might be for you. But and here's Joe.
Hey, Michael. I got my headset on. Okay. So I'm good. So.
All right. All right. Well, how are things going in Florida, guys?
It is pretty freaking hot out in here.
Hot.
Bring some. We want some cool air.
Okay. Come to Oklahoma.
But that's what Florida's for, you know. But it's beautiful down here, and we're doing good. So we're broadcasting from my place now. So, and you're from, well, probably the stuff that I have behind me are very popular in Oklahoma. I connect Native American art, and when I travel, I go to the reservations.
Yeah, I was noticing that right off. That's really beautiful. That's nice. Nice. I had a couple of questions for you guys before we take calls. How does that sound?
Sounds amazing.
Okay, great. you know, I wanted to get both of your guys' thoughts on some people say that folks die too soon, like before their time. And others say, no, it's all planned out, it's in their contract. And then I've heard some folks that say that people have like two or three exit points during their lifetime. Your thoughts on that?
Well, I'm not. I've heard the exit point theory as well, but we know we have a time clock within ourselves. We know when it's time for us to go, and we choose the time for us in a way to go. Those who commit suicide, they kind of escape before their journey's path is supposed to be finished. But those who died according to their plan is accordingly how they chose before they're born here. I'll let you elaborate on that, Rebecca.
Definitely. Yeah, the soul definitely knows when it's time to make the transition. And sometimes even the ego or personality might say, I want to stay, but the soul already has the plan to go through with it. And sometimes, honestly, it's depending on how much they've been able to awaken on this side of the veil, because those souls are also awakening, too, on the other side along with us. Presently, they're right alongside us. They just don't have bodies. They're ascending into light as we are. Sometimes it gives them an actual boost and is better for their soul. We look at that, oh, death and this and that as this horrible thing, but it's homecoming for them, so... it's beautiful either way. But, yeah, they know.
Yeah. Yeah. It's you know, I always say that, you know, it's we all have got to die, and most of us are not going to die of a pretty death, you know. it's
That's true. Yep. I want to say hello to my Facebook fans out there. Normally, I don't do this. Rebecca kind of pushed me into saying, "I gotta do it. You gotta do it." You know, normally I'm on the telephone and I'm nice and comfortable and in my recliner doing these readings. So this is new to kind of being in front of the camera on the Facebook Live for me. And so this is, you know, it's Rebecca's fault.
Hey, Kai's on here. Hey, Kai. Kai moved. Is he Germany?
Oh, Kai, yeah.
Thanks for being with us.
Yeah.
Yeah, it takes a little getting used to, Joe. I know what you mean. It took me a little while. I was so used to being behind the radio and just, but you get used to it after a while, and it's great. It's great connecting with so many more people, though. It's.
We have also some pretty famous people on here online. We have Kai Muge.
Kai, he's a trance medium and manifestation, transfiguration. And I went to one of his galleries, and it was incredible. He put me in awe, and I'm still in awe. I talk about it all the time. So, okay, let's go back to the show with Michael here.
No, that's cool. What? How are you? We'll flow back and forth.
Okay. I know you have me down for Wednesday exclusively, and to do a show with you. So I look forward to doing that, and I will do it on FaceTime or Facebook as well. So.
Oh, great! We look forward to that next week. You guys got any events you want to get out there before we go to calls?
Yeah, I got my last event. Well, I got two events. I'm sorry. If anybody's on the west coast of Florida, I'll be in Sarasota this coming weekend. Saturday is the annual Christmas party at the Spirit University, and five mediums are going to be there. I'm one of five giving readings to the people in the audience. So it's a dinner and a show type thing. And so I will be there this coming Saturday. Rebecca will be there with me as well. Then, the following Saturday, the 16th, is my last show of the year at the Jamar Enlightenment Center in Palm Beach Gardens, Florida. It's a day of transformation where I'll be doing divine healing, channeling my ascended masters, and also a speaking to heaven event. And that's on December 16th. That would be my last event for the year. And then January, I start all over again.
And there's another event. I guess you said talk about them now. So do you want to hold this for me?
Mm-hmm.
Get my papers.
Okay.
Okay. There's going to be a very important event, the All One Era, and this is a great friend of mine. He's literally the legendary founder of the most visited winery in Canada and also a very, very powerful light worker. Almost died. It's amazing to be here. I had the privilege of meeting him in Austin, Texas several years ago, but he's written a book that contains the most vital essences of who we are and who we can be to live in harmony and peace with our planet and ourselves. And I'll touch more on this later. I'm going to go more extensively into this soon on another Facebook Live. But the book is entitled All One Era. So All One Era. And the official launch through Amazon.com is the Winter Solstice, which is Thursday, December 21st. And in this book, I happen to be kind of, I don't want to say involved in the creation, but kind of knew him while this was formulating. But the mathematical formulas in this book contain the God code. They trigger the God code in human consciousness. And this book is literally a portal. I kid you not. He actually has a pyramid at his winery, which is in precise measurements with Egypt. You can find this on online. He's Stephen Sipes, STEPHENCIPES. I can only imagine what it took to build that. It's literally four stories high, and that's where this event's going to be. And the paperback is $12.21, and the U.S. Kindle version is $5. And on the 21st, there will be all-day live streaming of portions of the book that will be broadcast from the Summerhill Pyramid in Kelowna, British Columbia, and social media posting will be, and that I wrote on the back today. I'll fill you in on more. I'll type it in later, the social media posting on how to find out more about this. But it's going to be a very dynamic event that I'm connected to. So, and that's all I have to say for right now. About it. Many unfolding throughout 2018.
I got my headset. I'm good. So, yeah, I want to do a shout out for everybody. Thank you for the fans out there with the messages. It's nice to read all the things that are coming through. So, okay, Michael, we're back.
All right. Well, great. That sounds great, you guys. And so are we ready for our first caller, guys?
Sure.
Yeah.
All righty. And you guys who are called in, make sure you press the 1 on your phone, okay? Press the 1 on your phone. I will come to you in the screening room.
And I need to say one thing, too, Michael,
yes.
When you're done.
Yes.
Callers, please, one question if you're asking a question, and you can address it to Rebecca and I. If Rebecca answers your question, then we'll go to the next caller. If I answer your question, we'll go to the next caller because a lot of times you want to keep – you know, a lot of times we have to keep – a lot of callers are calling in, and we want to get as many people as we can. So try to keep it up to one question or one loved one you like to connect with.
And if it's okay with you guys, if folks donate, can they kind of get you both to chime in
yes.
a little bit?
There you go. If you donate to the homeless today, Michael will put you to the top of the queue ahead of all the callers. And to call the number to call is 347-884-8245 to call in to listen to the show and to be on the show.
Oh. Okay, so if you guys donate to the homeless, again, we're focusing on the homeless children for Christmas this month of December, you'll be able to speak to both Joe and Rebecca. We'll give you a little extra time. We'll put you at the front of the line. It's just our thank you for helping out the homeless children. And I haven't screened anybody yet, so we're just going to take the first call for a free reading. Laura in New Jersey. Give Laura a Merry
Laura,
Christmas
welcome.
Gift there. Welcome.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Hello, Laura. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you.
What can we do for you?
I would just like to know, I'm trying to decide what's next for me. I want to get a job. I interviewed for Thursday. I don't know if I've got it or not. And then if I get that job, that means I have to move because it's a long commute. And I want to get a home, and I'd like to find romance, love, somewhere down the road, too. I mean, there's just so much that I would like to achieve, but I guess I want to just start with the job, if you see me getting the job.
Do you want to take this, Rebecca? You want me to take it?
You start it.
Okay, Laura. yes. Getting the job is the first thing because you are going to relocate when you get this job because the commute is going to be too long. The job, I feel, is it the job you're getting or you're applying for it? I need to know that first right off the bat.
I interviewed Thursday and I haven't heard yet if I got it or not, or cause I'm
gotcha.
Sure they're interviewing other people.
You're gonna go again and for another interview. It's gonna be down to three people before they decide about who gets this job. It's very important credentials on this experience too, and this is the one who has the most experience in this field. How is your credentials and experience in this position?
Well, I have a lot of experience. And I've got good credentials, but I've been doing, it's been mostly contract work. So
okay.
I'm not sure how that's going to weigh against somebody that might have been in a job, one job long term.
Gotcha. Let me just, if I asked a question, do I see you getting a position in a new job? I say yes, but I don't see the decision until after the holidays, beginning of the new year, probably the second week of the new year. I see decisions being made on here. So I do see you getting employment. And once you get, it's very important to get settled in, and all the pieces will fall into place from there. To get involved with somebody now, it's going to be too confusing for you.
Right, yeah. I met with the hiring manager and the other managers that I would have to be working with.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't imagine why they would want to bring me in for a second interview.
There's a couple people that they want to decide to, and they want to compare apples to apples with you. So they're
uh-huh.
going to, that's why they're going to bring you in for another interview. Okay?
Okay. Yes, thank
All right.
you.
Well, thank you for calling, Laura.
Appreciate it.
Take the next
bye.
One. Bye. Okay, bye-bye. Okay, Michael. I know Michael's monitoring the telephones, the calls that comes in, so sometimes we have dead air here. And until he comes back.
Yeah, and in the meantime, if anyone needs healing on anything also, please state that. Be glad to send it to you.
People are asking for the number. It's area code 347-884-8245 to be on the show. Dial 1 when you dial that number, and you'll go into the queue. You back, Michael?
Yes, I am back.
Okay.
All righty. All right, again, let's go to our next caller here, and I will, if you guys listen or calling in, do donate. I'll let Joe and Rebecca know so they both can answer your question and give you some extra time. And again, you can donate. The links are on the show page, the GoFundMe or the PayPal. And if you're in the chat room there on Facebook, just kind of type something. Hey, I need the link. Which link? And we'll put that in there for you. Let's go next to Sherry for a free reading. Welcome, Sherry.
Hello.
Hi, Sherry.
Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, Sherry.
Yeah.
Hi, I know this caller. How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good, thanks for being on.
Hi, Joe.
Hi, Sherry.
My question is, for both of you to help me out, what can I do? I work so hard every day. what could I do to better myself to make more money? Am I at the right place now? Or?
Actually, from the angelic point of view, the dissatisfaction you have with probably, is it both the job and the money?
The job is okay. It's just totally crazy busy all day. I don't
right.
have a second to, it's just one thing after another, but the money is, it's not good.
Okay. That, from the angelic point of view, they applaud that. Dissatisfaction is a clear sign to change direction. What happens with a lot of people, and since I know you, I know a little bit about you. You've been kind of stuck at that same job forever. A lot of people will stay with the familiar just because it's familiar. A lot of people, sadly, have fear of the unknown. And stepping out of that comfort zone could be one of the first things. For example, I myself was pushed out of that because of extreme dissatisfaction from third-dimensional jobs. And at some points, I had even done 3D jobs, but had worked out of a healing center, but my favorite thing was always to be at that healing center where my heart was and my life and my energy was, everything and anything to do with healing. One of the keys is to kind of tune in and do that soul searching. Are you in the wrong career, for one? And know that you can actually do what you love and get paid well for it. And sometimes even if you do what you love and you don't get paid well for it, things will manifest for you. For some people, it's cash. For me, I have guest bedrooms in people's homes all over the country where I can go travel and I don't have to stay. I don't have to pay for a hotel. People that fly me places to do events sometimes, that's happened to me many times. It can come in the form of cash. It can come in the form of manifesting kind of the way I have. But the key is to be happy, make lots of money. There's nothing wrong with that. Because think about it, the more money you make, the more money you can help, like the homeless people on this show, for one. And the other thing is to be truly happy with what you're doing, to where you are so excited to get up in the morning and do it. Sometimes I'll literally stir at night because I'm thinking about all the events I can create and do angelic healings and shows and this and that and all the possibilities and all the people that could come and, maybe someday Oprah will get a healing from me. The thing for you is to dream big and think even outside of the box with everything, and don't allow limitations to think and logical thinking. Get creative. One of our main reasons for being here on the planet is to be creators. So for you, it's finding the magic in your life, and then the money or the opportunities, the love, or it could be you having 50 homes in America that you can travel to because you're bored with Pennsylvania and you want to get out of there. You can also do that. You'd be amazed at how powerful you are and the things. If you really want something, you can have it, definitely. So that's your key, is to find out what stirs your passion.
Okay. Do you think this is where I'm supposed to be, or you're saying just look out of the...
Yes, at new jobs, maybe something different than the career you've been in for 20 years. As for someone who actually knows you, I think you'd be an amazing healer yourself. So maybe flying down here and doing some classes would definitely... And listen, I flew down from Pennsylvania. I flew down here for $4.95 on Spirit 6 weeks ago, and actually the seats were pretty comfortable. So you can create anything. That flight, I manifested that within 12 hours. I wanted to come back to Florida, and I was on the plane the next morning for $5 plus tax. My ticket was $19. So a little change of scenery, I'm definitely seeing, would be good for you. Kind of shake you out of the rut. That would be amazing for you. And make the most out of this life, definitely. And even if you took some classes and didn't, and slowly moved your way into something else, something new that would make you happy, and the money and the opportunities will definitely flow. I'm certain of that.
what about, I love taking pictures. I don't know how to, like, go about selling them or anything. I mean, I just
okay,
love doing,
this
like,
right here to the right of me was the professional photographer.
Oh, the phone's getting so loud.
You're squeaking. Is that what you do, is you're a professional photographer?
Oh, beautiful pictures. She sends them to me.
Oh. Are you talking about way of marketing yourself and getting out there? Is
yeah,
that what you're trying
I've called many a places trying to, like, figure what I could do, even if I worked where I'm working, is something I could do with pictures, because I just feel like pictures are so, like,
Do you have a website up with all everything that you're doing?
No.
There you go. You got to get your work out there. The web is where people can see your work and what you do. After that, you're going to market yourself after you get your website. And your photographs will sell for themselves. If you're as talented as Rebecca says you are here, that's how people are going to get to know you, and they're going to end up booking you that way. So,
yeah, what
so you mean to be a photographer or just like a website?
I'm retired for 10 years now.
I'm sure it's $6 to go photograph even
If you're independent, you know, if you're not working for somebody, you can make good money.
This just came to me real quick. I don't know if I ever showed you, but when my daughter Tabby was little, I have a picture of her. It's a naked baby angel wing picture, absolutely glorious, where she has a harp in her hand. Things like that, mothers would go crazy over and buy. I wanted to buy everything there. Believe me, people would buy them and
okay.
would come up with a lot of good ideas. So keep those things in mind.
Okay. Did Joe mean like just a website or being a photographer or both kind of like? Or
you have to have a website just to represent your work. So you have your work out there so people can find you. It's very important.
Good. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we've got to go to our next caller.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty. And if you guys are calling in on the phones, make sure you press the 1 on your phone, okay? Very important. Press the 1 on your phone, and I will get to each and every one of you. And if you can, it's really important for your own good to get a reading tonight to donate, because there's a lot of people, and there's going to be a lot of people ahead of you. So if you donate to the homeless, you're not only just doing a good thing by helping, especially this month, focusing on the homeless children for Christmas. It doesn't get any more real than that, folks, let me tell you. But by donating, we bring you up at the front of the line, and you get to speak to both Joe and Rebecca tonight. If you absolutely can't donate, hang on the phones, but still got to press the 1 on your phone. But you can start going to, and you don't have to wait for me to come to you, to the screening room. If you know where the links are, I put them in the into the Facebook Live as well. You can start donating now so you can get that over and part over so we can bring you up.
Michael, I'm on Facebook Live, too. I know you're on your Rebecca's site, but I have a lot of people asking where to donate and what's the link. I don't know if you want to switch over to my professional page where I am live, too, and maybe you can put that information in for everybody. Yeah, I know.
You're on. No, I'm fine doing that. I'm just trying to make sure. I'm seeing you on Rebecca's page. Are you on your page too?
Yeah, we got both sites going. So.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna figure this thing out.
I gotcha. I'll go over there.
The reason why the sound is horrible is through a phone right here that Rebecca's holding in her hand. You have to put it closer to the speakers over here.
Oh, that.
Yeah, so people can hear the phone.
A little bit.
There you go. I'm going to work on this next time. I'm going to get a third phone with a speaker and keep it right by the phones here, and then everything should be better with sound.
Okay, very good. Okay, gotcha. I don't know over there. Okay, let's go to our next caller, and let's go and bring up Lynn. Lynn has made a donation. Thank you, Lynn.
All right.
Hi.
Thank you, Lynn.
Hi, Michael. Thank you. Hi, Rebecca and Joe. Hello.
Hi.
Thank you for taking my call. I'd like to ask if it's okay what you all see yourself coming up for me in the next few months or weeks.
You want to take this one, Rebecca?
Both of us.
Okay. All right, Lynn, let's get more specific. When
okay, sure. Do you see anything as in meeting someone, a love relationship, possibly a marriage or something like that? Yeah.
All right. We're gonna,
I'm hearing the word self-discovery for one thing. That's definitely possible. What happens, our fifth pair of DNA, our spiritual DNA, there's a lot of talk in the metaphysical communities about the 12-strand DNA, but the fifth pair are what draw our soul group to us, and they send out vibratory signals into the highest realms of the universe. They're constantly working for us at the soul level. They send them out before we're born to draw in our parents, draw in our friends, our children, and also our romantic relationships. So that fifth pair of DNA, when they're strong and vibrant, believe me, and it can be at the most interesting places where you meet these romantic partners or relationships. As I'm going to give this over to Joe, and then what I'm going to do for you is optimize your fifth pair of DNA, and you can hold... You can hold the intention of drawing that soul into you and believe that the connection is being made right now. So, and I'll hand this over to you.
I'll put it right here so we can see. There you go.
Hand it over.
There you go. I got my speaker on. Hi, Lynn.
Hi, Jim.
You know, what I feel with you is I'm going to, you know, you're such a giving person, and I feel that you give more than you receive, so to say, and you're left holding the bag at the end. Sometimes we need to receive more than we give and play a little hard to get. Let them work for it, okay? You're a good person. You're a good-hearted person. You're very appreciated. So what I'm trying to say is just work on that a little bit, and you're going to see things start to churn for you. Romantic relationships, I find, I see 2018 before, I see you with somebody for Valentine's Day, so I feel in January on there.
Okay.
Now, with men, try not to use the word marriage too quickly, okay?
Absolutely, I would never do that. That's just between us.
And just take one step at a time on there. Like I said, I see this relationship coming in January, end January, because Valentine's, I see you on a Valentine's date with this person, and see where it goes 6-7 months down the road. I feel it's going to be very strong.
Yeah, and definitely, of course, your most chances of finding the more evolved men, but not always, are at like metaphysical circles, things like that, healing groups.
Yeah.
Males that are working on themselves and evolving and balancing their own feminine side. There are other nice places too. Usually a bar is not the best place, obviously. Keep the radar out and the intention strong. And as if you already have it, because you already do. You're just waiting for the vibrations to align up in the perfect time, in the perfect place, in the perfect setting. Just keep dreaming it up. And then what can happen, you might have too many come in at once, but you're like, okay, what's going on with this? So, just aim for the shiniest star out there and wait for that beautiful love energy to show up in a physical body and take your breath away.
Sounds awesome. Rebecca, you were saying something about doing healing.
Oh,
and,
I did. That was just the DNA thing I did. You need anything?
Okay. The physical. I've been having like inflammation issues. I'm changing my diet, but
right.
I've been having like inflammation issues. for the last couple of days that have reoccurred, and like in my left leg.
Okay.
And particularly around my knees, and I'm in my 60s right now, and so it's like, but still, I would like to, like, you know, not have, like, you know, the knee issues going on, you know. So.
Okay, I'm going to send some healing into your knees right now.
Okay.
From basically, energy should flow in and down through our soul star, eighth chakra, perfectly down through our body in a perfect world, and out and in through our feet. But since we're human, we get these energy blocks, and sometimes we're aware of what they mean, and sometimes not. But it's just the divine spark trying to ground in and through you. And as the vibration increases on the planet and the energy increases, we are also shifting as humans into the next species that we will be, light beings, semi-light beings anyways. You know, and it's a lot of work and a lot of pressure on our body to go through this. Our souls are really happy about this and moving along and ascending, but our bodies are like, what the heck are you doing? So sometimes it's just a cleansing too, releasing toxins. It can be many things. A lot of times it's blocked energy, though. So I'll go ahead and focus on your knees. And also, too, if you want to place your awareness upon your knees, and depending on your sensitivity, you might feel really intense heat. So we'll go ahead and do this now.
You can put the phone down and go ahead and do that. And while she's doing the healing, I don't know if Michael's there with...
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, she's doing the healing over here with Lynn. So just, Lynn, just focus on there. And I've been getting a lot of questions about where I'm going to be in Miami, Vero Beach, and everything. Best thing is to go to my website under events. I'm going to be updating 2018 events. Nothing in Miami yet coming up, but I will be back in Miami. I will be in Sarasota end of January. Fort Lauderdale. I saw Barbara, who owns Spiritual Journeys. New Age store I'm looking forward to down in Fort Lauderdale to see. And the beginning of January 13th and 14th, I'll be doing an event there in Fort Lauderdale. So I just wanted to kind of do that while Rebecca's doing the healing for Lynn here. So maybe we can take the next call as well, unless you have a question for me, Michael.
No, I think I got that in there. And I think I found your site there, and I put the links in, Joe, so...
Yes.
Hopefully it's showing up there. You see that? Okay.
Yep, I see that.
Great.
Mm-hmm. It's all working out.
Great.
Good.
Okay, great. Okay. All right. And if you guys have donated and you're in either chats, kind of just say, hey, I've donated. Here's my area code. So then I'll see that and I can get to your call quicker. Okay, guys? Okay, we're going to go to our next caller who has made a donation. Stephanie in Florida, welcome.
Hey, thank you. Hey, Joseph, how are you?
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi. We met, Christine and I came to one of your sessions that you had in Vero Beach, which was really a remarkable experience. And I've been wanting to set an appointment with you for a while. Since then, I've lost some... dear people in my life, and I'm just wondering if you can share with me if you're feeling anything or picking up anything and all that kind of good stuff.
Right. For radio purposes, I go direct. Just what is the relationship with the person that you want to connect with?
My brother.
Okay. Was it an unexpected death with your brother very quick?
It was unexpected. Expected. It was expected. He had multiple sclerosis, and
Who's the J, like James in the family?
James.
Mhm. Or our male J.
No J's in our no. That I can think of.
For some reason, the name James came up when you were talking. I don't know if you know James or not, but Jimmy or James. But I just needed to bring that up. With your brother, I felt like you know, when we plan for things and we do things for somebody, and I feel like the family has always been there for him, and I feel a very great appreciation for his family members. Did he complain a lot of pain that he had?
No.
Okay. All right. How long ago did he pass away, Stephanie?
About a year. A little over a year now.
Okay. So he's been gone there for a while. All right. Anybody a school teacher or anything like that?
Yes.
Who's the teacher?
My aunt.
Okay.
She was a professor for many years.
Okay. Was she very close to your brother and you?
She was very close to my brother.
She passed?
No, she's not passed, but she's getting older and she has dementia. So.
All right, this is your brother talking about the professor, your aunt, who's a school teacher. And I think he's just giving a fair warning to the family to come visit her as often as you can right now. I feel her time is short here. You said she has dementia. I feel like it is getting worse. And I feel eventually it's going to be heart issues with her. And this is something that's going to happen probably within the year or so.
Okay.
And this is your brother coming up just to tell you to go see her while you can and while she's coming.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right, then. Thanks for calling, Stephanie.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay. You there, Michael? I guess Michael's gone.
And once again, everyone, welcome to Angels 911 and Florida's number one psychic medium, Joe Lovato. For questions, you can call readings, healings, call into the number. We're also live.
Yeah, for those of you said that has a hard time hearing, it's not loud enough, dial that phone number, 347-884-8245. That is the live blog talk radio broadcast. You'll hear the whole show there from back and forth. This is just off Facebook, and it's very hard to pick up the sound. But if you call in that number, you can listen to the sound, and you can see us kind of talk lip sync to it. Okay.
Okay. All righty. Are we back? Are we okay?
We are back.
Oh, they hear water running. That's my fish tank. Okay. I just went to there in the water. I get my, yeah, I can't shut that water off. Got to keep the fish alive.
All right. We ready for the next call, guys?
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay, great. Thanks. We're going to go to Sheila in Rhode Island, who's making a donation to the homeless mission. Thank you, Sheila. You're live.
Hello, good evening.
Hi, Sheila.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
Pretty good.
Yay.
Welcome to the show, Sheila.
Thank you. So should I just ask my question?
Yes,
or?
Ask the question.
Oh, okay. basically, I just wanted to know what my outlook, no, not my outlook, but what I should be working on for 2018.
Okay, let me just tune into you for a minute. This might seem kind of vague. Tune in if you get anything also. Well, definitely moving into more of what would look like your own personal heaven on earth. Hold on. Tremendous healing.
Yeah.
One of the keys is, what do you want?
Yeah, what it is if you ask more specific instead of generic, we can go through there. But, Sheila, I feel like there's some health issues that you're going through right now. You need to focus and be very strict with these health issues with the doctors and what they have to say. Are they talking about surgery or something like that?
Blood transfusion.
I'm sorry?
Blood transfusion.
Blood transfusion, yeah. This is what I feel that's medical with you that's happening in 2018. And it's just be careful. Do your homework. Do your research before anything. And they're very good with the clarity of the blood nowadays and things. But this is something that has to be done.
Yeah, I'm nervous about it. I'm trying to work on that.
Yeah,
so that's something.
Yeah. You have to look at the outcome. If you don't do the transfusion, what's going to happen? My gut feeling says everything's going to be okay. Put that fear behind you, and to put your focus on your health for 2018, and get better.
Yeah.
And that's the outlook I see for you. Okay.
Okay, great.
Okay, Sheila. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks for your call there, Sheila, and your donation upcoming. We appreciate that in the mail. So folks out there, just answering a couple of questions I'm seeing from folks out there. So the call-in number is 347-884-8245. 347-884-8245. After you call in, make sure you press the 1 on your phone, okay? Press the 1 on your phone. And then be by your phone while both Joe and Rebecca are doing the readings. Be by your phone so when I come to you in the screening room, you're there because I need to get your first name at least. So otherwise, we can't bring you on the line if the line's dead. Okay? So let's take an opportunity, even though I have it listed on the show page, links how to get a hold of both guests. Rebecca, do you want to start? Let folks know how people can reach you. Any announcements you want to put out there?
Absolutely. You can reach me on Facebook. Obviously, many people watching. Rebecca Renee. You can reach me by email at soulfire, S-O-L-E-F-I-R-E. 444@gmail.com for private sessions. They're very powerful and can be very effective, especially if you need to move along to the next step in life. Actually, from the last show, I'm proud to say one listener really changed her life within like a week. She manifested a new job, several things within literally one private session. She sent me a text. So things can happen really quick, really fast. With me personally, my angels I work with are very catalytic. So they will, one thing they do is help get things moving in your life and release those blocks to all of that forward movement if you need change. And also tremendous healing. Tremendous healing. So if anyone has health issues and wants to book a private session with me, that's my specialty. And also, Joe added me on his website, correct?
Yeah, if you go to the About page, Rebecca has a little writing about herself on what she does, the workshop she does, and her readings. So.
Yeah, and I also have another website under construction, which I'm still working on. Once I'm on the other side of Florida, I'll get that finished up. So, but yeah, and then Joe, if you want to tell about yourself.
Yeah, our journey of life is where I can be reached for healing, for messages from loved ones, or even life path sessions. I'm reading a lot of your messages here, and I want to thank you for those who read my book, Speaking to Heaven, and thank you for enjoying the book. It's my new baby out there, and it does answers a lot of questions on the transition of life and how long our loved ones, where our loved ones go, and a little bit about heaven. So, but the best thing to reach me is just go to my website at ourjourneyoflife.com. I have an events page there, where it shows all my events as well. I also have sessions for what I charge for different sessions and home parties. I do a ton of home parties, which I love, and I can come to your home, mainly in the South Florida area, but who knows if I could travel too. But I do a lot in the Western and South Florida area. I do these home parties.
Is this over? Oh, no, this is still going on for a while.
Yeah, we have another half hour for the
another
show.
Half hour, and also someone said an early show. Well, you know what? That's why the I don't know how long, Michael, they stay on, if you archive them or what you do, but the Facebooks, I always keep on my Facebook. So if anyone, if it's too late for anyone, they can re-listen to it. Definitely.
Right. Okay, yeah.
Someone in Coral Springs says, where I'm going to, I just want to tell him I'm going to be at Coral Springs January 13th and 14th. There's a new place called Spiritual Journeys. And Barbara's online here. If she's still there, she can probably leave a little message for the people. But I will be in Coral Springs in January. Okay, bye.
Okay. And to the listeners out there, do keep in mind we with just 30 minutes, really 28, 25 minutes left. If you really want to get a reading from both of these guys today, they're fantastic. But if time is starting to become an issue, and we have so many people on the phone lines, we appreciate you all. But if you really want to make it a donation of $49 tonight, would really be wise if you're wanting a reading tonight, guaranteed. If you make a donation, we won't leave until we bring you in. So, okay.
Someone named
so,
Debbie who says she
yeah,
is
I got
okay.
Debbie. I got Debbie.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Rebecca. Let's go to Debbie. Okay, Debbie, you're on the air. Thank you for your donation.
You're welcome. Hello.
Hi, Debbie.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
You have a huge heart. I started vibrating as soon as I heard your voice.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling the show, Debbie. What can we do for you?
Excuse me?
You have a question for us?
No, I'd like for you just to kind of tell me what you see for me.
Well, you told her she had a huge heart. Do you want to continue? I'll let you see for her.
You mean for the coming year or in general? Or I'm better with specifics, too, like at the soul level, relationship, financial.
Okay, for like December and the first part of January.
Right, meaning specifics like career, relationships, or things like
relationships,
that.
Relationships.
Okay, so you want to
career,
see what's happening?
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely new relationships, and that'll actually come about by your high heart energy. You'll tend to, what I see with that, especially in friendships, I'll try to tune into romantic things. But attracting more people on your level, people that don't take advantage of your kindness and your goodness, those soul buddies, those kind of like similar to what I was talking about with the fifth pair of DNA for romantic relationships earlier, but those people that you've known for lifetimes, the familiars coming back to you. I actually tend to call mine, many of them on here tonight, I call my soul family the intergalactic Waltons. I mean, they're some of the people whose homes I stay in when I travel that have the spare bedrooms for me or make a bedroom. One even made me a Saint Germain bedroom all in purple. But yeah, those people, more of those that really appreciate you, really uplift you and really help you to grow, that will be mutually beneficial, that will make you feel loved, make you feel appreciated and wanted, and I'm one of them. So definitely keep my email in mind, and solefire444@gmail.com. Let's definitely stay in touch, but more relationships, less
isolation. Yeah, less isolation and definitely more healing. The higher your heart energy is, huge. So as that increases, definitely love vibrations have an effect on our physical body. So tremendous healing also. Happiness and joy and deeper connection with God and the angels. You're definitely a beacon. So, and beacon people aren't always people that are on TV or famous or anything like that. A lot of times it might seem like they're hidden away, but their energy field, that heart energy has such a strong electromagnetic field, and that'll extend out literally into the universe and touch souls. You touch lives of people you may have never even met, may never even meet, but at the soul level, because of your high vibration, you hold a balance for them, especially the ones that are negative also. Like, you're a light worker in your own right, and it's just by your existence. So thank you so much for being with us tonight and for calling in and for your donation, and I hope to keep in touch with you.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Can I ask one more question?
Yeah, of course.
I know somebody named Michael. Is he going to come back into my life?
Okay. If he catches up to you, see, that's one of the whole things about being, you know, there used to be the saying, it's lonely at the top. So because your vibration's so high, and especially with females in particular, sometimes this happens, they tend to evolve quicker. And nothing, no offense against males, but sometimes you have to wait for males to catch up. I've seen it happen, I can't tell you how many times, over and over and over. Not always, sometimes it's the opposite. But that will be the key. Can he keep up and catch up with you in a mutual way? Because in the end, it's the like attracts like energy. So, but definitely, you are the shining light upon him that helps him to grow. So it's very, very possible. One thing you can do if you do want more of him is to, you know, at nighttime before you go to sleep, go in to prayer mode and call in your higher self and call in his higher self and surround yourself in a beautiful bubble, invoke the angels, God, ascended masters, and have a council meeting, have a chat with them, and kind of tell them what you want. And that's definitely helped me a lot of times when I wanted things to shift with a person. So that's what I was getting for you.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Debbie.
Thank you, Debbie. Come see me if you're in South Florida sometime.
I will. Yeah. That'd be nice. It's cold here. All right, you take care and have a great night.
You too.
And thank you for donating.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right, Michael, where are you? All right, well, I'm going to answer some questions here while Michael is...
Hi, Barbara. And we have Barbara from... Barbara, are you from West... Barbara's
okay.
Boca.
So I have a question. When I'm coming to West Palm Beach, I am in West Palm Beach. That's where I live. So, and my office is in Boca Raton. I do private sessions all the time in Boca. Coral Springs, January 13th, 14th, I'll be putting on shows there. It's going to be 2 days of shows I'm going to be doing. So, and yeah, I think that covers everything. I see a lot of people who I haven't seen in a while. I want to say hello to everybody and thank you for coming on. It's been great to see some of these names popping up. Are you back, Mike?
No. And after the show, if anyone wants to continue on Facebook Live, I will do some healings and guided meditation or something cool always comes through. So.
Yeah, I like Rebecca's healings and meditation. So she'll be on Facebook Live at the end. I'll keep my channel open here on mine so you can experience it.
Yeah.
Hi, Mike.
Okay, welcome back here. Thank you. Let's go next to Elena in New Jersey.
Hi, Elena.
Oh, hey. I'm actually from Anchorage, Alaska.
Oh,
nice. My bad.
Elena.
Yeah.
I know Elena. Hi.
How are you?
Fine, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. Thank you. I had a
see
question.
You. This lady loves eyeballs.
Yeah.
Enough to attack you on her arm.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. So what's up? How are you? And what's your question?
I'm well. I'm about to move to Seattle in January, and I was wondering, because right now I'm kind of at a crossroads, because I've been going for the last 3 years. I've been temping in office positions here in Anchorage, Alaska, and I haven't spent more than 7 to 9 months in each of those jobs, and I've gone through about 4 of them, and I don't want to do office work anymore. What I really want to do is writing, and I'm wondering what Seattle will bring in terms of opportunities for me in terms of writing opportunities, because I'm about to launch a blog. I haven't done that yet, but I'm about to do that. I'm preparing it right now. So I was just wondering what you guys see for that.
Oh, absolutely. I was seeing the whole east, that's where I'm at. I was seeing the whole West Coast light up around you, all the way down to California, uh-huh. Up and down. Yeah, definitely. It's definitely calling for you. The opportunities will be endless, and the people you'll meet.
Wow.
They're showing me just keep laser beam vision on, keep your mm-hmm. eye on the prize of that path that is calling to you.
Okay.
Yeah. Definitely new people showing up into your life, the pieces of the puzzle coming together, maybe even some group projects. Mm-hmm. Seeing people around you also.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely huge expansion all the way around. And don't let any fear of the unknown block you from any of that. You'll be fine. You'll be guided every step of the way. Yeah. And it could even change a little bit. I mean, I'm seeing, it almost looks like a connect the dots thing. So these are contacts that want, or soul connections, soul contracts that you might zigzag. One might be on this side of town. One might even be in this state that's next to you. One might be here. One might be there. But yeah, the opportunities are endless, and you're brilliant. And I can't wait to see the blog. I'll definitely be on it.
Thank you so much.
You promote it too. Yeah, definitely. Reach for the stars. Absolutely. Is what your angels are saying. Their hands are. They see. Have your hands up. So.
Awesome.
So yeah. Yay. I'm so excited. Maybe I'll see
you
in Seattle
so
sometime. It's closer than
Absolutely.
Anchorage.
Yes, it is. For sure. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Well, I hope you two have a lovely night, and thank you so much for that beautiful reading.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm sure I'll run into you I hope I run into you next year. That's what I'm saying. Definitely.
Yes.
Seen you in a while.
That one together.
Best it, yeah.
In fact, I want to go to Alaska in the spring.
Oh, yeah. It's beautiful. You're going to love it.
Yeah, that's what I want to do. It's on my bucket list.
Yeah, I met her in Alaska, and she's awesome.
So.
Yeah, we had a fun time.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Alrighty.
All right.
All right.
Thanks for your call.
Thank you so much.
Seattle.
You too.
Love Seattle.
Thank you.
My sister lives there, so. She loves it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Amazing.
Good luck.
Great.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Thanks for calling.
All right. So,
Thank you.
We're donating here for the homeless, and this is why we're doing this show tonight. And I think Angela donated, and we want to thank Angela for her donation for the homeless today.
Yeah. And, we're going to bring Angela in here in half a second. And I just want to say to the listeners, and thanks for that, Joe, reminder to the folks, again, we're – you know, this is a month, I mean, we've been doing this all year, but this month in particular, we really want to focus on the homeless children. And I'll just do this here so Joe and them could talk freely for a second. But I just want to focus on this month on the homeless children for Christmas. I mean, is there nothing more endearing than that? And I really mean this. I mean,
Some of you guys may be new to me, but, you know, the reason I've done this show for 10 years is because of the help that this show and that I've been able to give to the listeners. But this past year, we've wanted to reach out more, and we've done it with the homeless mission. And it's because I love to help. I mean, when I see someone, it's like, how can I, you know, I get happy by making someone else happy. Someone told me today on my LA show, like, you know, I won't go into what it was, but it was something I didn't think it was that big of a deal, but it did something for someone that really brightened their day. And they said, man, you really made them happy today. I said, you know, that's really what I love doing, is making people happy. And when you have homeless kids, it breaks my heart to see anybody homeless, but kids, you know, and if we can make just one day out of the year a little bit nicer, a little bit of a smile, I think we've accomplished something. You know, I would stop all my gifts if I could do that. And most Christmases, you ask my wife, I don't get much. All year long, Jennifer Taylor and myself, we help folks who don't have electricity, don't have water, and we restore their electricity and their water. And most of them are with families, with kids, because I'm in those houses, and it breaks my heart, you know. So I don't live abundantly. I don't have a bunch of extra cash money, but that's all right. That's all right, because if I can uplift someone else's heart. So what I'm saying to all of you, and I'm saying especially to the listeners, not the, just the callers, but to the listeners, which I know there's a lot listening live and archive, you know, take a second and just whip out a plastic card. That's all you got to do. And you'll feel really great about doing that. And you'll help so many. So it's really easy to do these days. You can go to GoFundMe, go to PayPal, and I am more than happy to do the rest. So, to the listeners, to the callers, please help. And we thank you for being here tonight to the show. And those who have donated, we thank you from the bottom of our hearts. And we're going to finish up the rest of the show here with Joe and Rebecca. And let's go ahead and bring Angela into the show. Thank you, Angela, for donating.
You're very welcome. I actually have to throw something in here that for my boys is, and their adult sons, 26 and 28, I actually, for their birthdays and Christmas, do part of their gifts as GoFundMe donations. So,
oh, wonderful.
I love it. It's a great cause. So thank you for taking my call. I really appreciate it.
Aww.
Thank you for being on, Angela.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. I guess I don't have a specific question per se. I mean, I've heard other callers, but I'm looking more for life direction in a sense. So not to get sappy and sad, I've had a lot of life changes, and I'm just trying to find my way, I guess.
And you're in New York, Angela?
I'm in Iowa.
Oh, in Iowa.
Iowa.
Oh.
Well, I've been there. I've been to Correctionville, Iowa. I don't know if you've heard of it. I've been there.
Yeah, like a prison there.
No.
I think of the Field of Dreams when I hear Iowa.
Yeah. So. Yeah, we don't own on farms.
What I feel about Angela is that you've been through some hard times and relationship. And I just feel that you're a person who gives your heart 100% out to people, even in relationships. And I feel like, I don't know if it's a divorce situation, but I just feel that you got to follow your dreams, follow your heart. Don't let anything take that away from you on who you are. I just felt like that you have been zapped a little bit and lost yourself.
Yeah, I think that too.
And if you just stay true to yourself and follow your heart and what you want to do, things are going to be okay. With you. Boredom I feel like there's some boredom with you too. I feel like you need, yeah. I feel maybe it's Iowa. I don't know. But I feel like hobbies and getting motivated to do things, doing book clubs, just doing things out there you need to do. By doing that, you're going to see a world of a difference.
It's funny you say that because my boyfriend, well, so my uncle was a Des Moines, Iowa police officer. He committed suicide in June of 2014, and we were only 2 years apart, so we were super close.
Oh,
and that,
no.
Yeah, that still, like breaks my heart. Well, then.
Yeah.
I really miss Mike a lot. And then, so that was June of 2014. And then I had divorce court in December of 2014.
That's what I felt. I felt you went through some divorce, and that was a hard time for you.
I got out of a 24-year, very physically abusive marriage. I literally left with my clothes. And then, not even a month later, my job was outsourced, and I had been there almost 14 years making really, really good money. So, but my boyfriend says, you're the only one I know that doesn't want to work from home. And I'm like, you were dead on. I don't mean to skip around. I apologize. But
no, that's okay. But that's what I felt for you, what's going on with your life. And it's good that you have a supportive boyfriend in your life now, because I did feel the divorce. I felt the hardship in the divorce and a loss of direction. But I think you just need to get a purpose, a plan. Do something, you know, meaningful maybe for yourself that brings enjoyment, and then you're going to see things starting to fall into place. You're just going through some depression, and that's what I feel that's going on.
Yep. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So,
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And I just need to make an announcement to Mike on Facebook here. You know, I have a lot of people who follow me, and I want to thank you for people who are supporting me here, who had readings with me here. The ones that are calling me a fraud, who never met me before, I'm sorry, that's what you think. But please, you know, if you don't want to be on this page, don't be on this page. You don't have to put stuff up in here. Just go somewhere else on there. There is a person that had a reading with me and was disappointed. That only happens maybe once in a blue moon. Call my office up tomorrow, and I'll be happy to reread you again, and we'll make this right. So I just needed to get that out there.
Yeah, you always get those kind of people. We'll leave that there. I think your readings are excellent, Joe. I think they're some of the best I've heard. So,
yeah, well, I have a lot of people who are just commenting about having readings with me that are great.
Oh yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know,
I
guess I'm a little sentimental. I get my feelings hurt for that one person that just doesn't know me and calls me that and never experienced me. So.
Right.
It is what it is.
Right. Yeah, I've had so many people with compliments of you. So, let's see who we still got to get to real quick and honor their donation. Gina, welcome. Thanks for donating and being here on the show and being patient.
Hello, how are you guys doing?
Hi, good. How are you?
I'm good. Gina. Thank you guys so much for doing this. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
I just kind of have like a quick question, I guess. My grandfather had passed away like a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, I could be wrong. Like, I don't really know, but I feel like lately he might be trying to like communicate with me or something. Like, I've been having a lot of like dreams about him and just feelings that maybe he's around.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, so I'm just, like, wondering if that's true, you know?
Well, that's one thing I write about in my book, Speaking of Heaven, Gina, is how our loved ones are always watching us and always a part of our lives. You were very important to your grandfather since you were a little child, and he's always been watching over you. And especially when there's times when, if you're going through some difficult times, they'll be there just for moral support, and you can just kind of feel the love that's around you. But did he used to sing? Did he have a kind of like a witty, not a witty personality, but a silly personality and sing to you?
Yeah.
And everything? Because all these songs are starting to coming into my head now. He just wants to sing you these silly songs just to get you laughing.
Yeah.
And, but the one thing he says, he does miss you a lot, but he's always been proud of you, and he's always have been proud. Who's the little boy, by the way, that he's mentioning? Do you have a son or anything like that, or a little boy?
I don't have a son, no.
Do you know if anybody lost a little boy or anything like that? Because I have to mention the little boy. Miscarriage or anything?
I did have a miscarriage once.
Do you know if it was a boy? I guess you can know. I have a little boy here. So it's your miscarriage, and he's telling me it was a little boy, and he just wants to let you know that this little boy in spirit is yours when you miscarried. Okay.
Yeah, it was just so weird because last night, like, I kept having, like, really vivid dreams, and it's like he kept, like, he looked, like, so young, like he was, like, a young, you know, like, 20-year-old man, like, I'd never seen him.
Well, that's what they do. In spirit, they can choose how they look, and they don't want to look old and frail anymore. They want to look young and studly.
Yeah. He looked awesome. It was great.
Yep.
But he was like, I need to tell you something. And every time he went to tell me, I would wake up and I would go back to sleep, and he kept trying to tell me something. And I kept waking up and I'm like, God, are you trying to tell me something? Like, I don't know, you know. I just couldn't figure out what he's trying to tell me, you know. So
he's probably just trying to say that he's proud of you. And he's always thinking of you as much as you're thinking of him. And that's probably what he's trying to say. Okay.
Oh, thank you so much.
All right. Well, thank you for calling the show, Gina.
Okay, bye.
Okay,
we appreciate your call there. And and if there's anybody else out there that wants to donate $49 to the homeless mission, kind of wave your hand at the chat room people and then chat room on Facebook really quick. Otherwise, we're going to be wrapping it up and calling it a night. I know Rebecca's going to finish on Facebook Live on her.
To get on there, it's Rebecca Renee on my live feed.
I'm going to keep my live feed open. Yes, they can stay on mine.
Yeah.
And plus, I'm going to be on your show exclusively on December 13th, a Wednesday night, and I will be answering questions and everything for your show, Michael.
All right. Well, that's going to be great. Looking forward to it. So Wednesday, Joe's going to be here exclusively, and then Tuesday, I guess, Rebecca, it'll be you and I, right?
Rebecca's going to be back with
flowing.
You on Tuesday.
Solo. Flying solo.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Today's my busy day. I work till 9 o'clock at night every Tuesday. I come rolling in here. Rebecca has everything set up. Okay, Joe, we got to go on here. Okay. That's all right. But Tuesday's just my heavy load day.
I appreciate that, Joe. You're coming in the last couple of weeks.
That's okay. Like I said, we're doing it for charity, and it's for a good purpose. So I'm okay with that. So.
All right. Well, great.
All right.
Great. You're a great guy. All right. All right. So I'll let you guys go, and Rebecca's going to finish up over there live. Thanks again, guys.
Thank you for having us on.
Okay. It's a pleasure. All right. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay, that's going to do it here. We're flat out of time. 60 seconds in my ear. Let's see. And, okay. So, I will be live tomorrow night, of course. We'll have some shows. And then again, of course, Thursday. And then we have a special guest on Friday night as well. So, love the wall. All right. And good night, everybody. Much love to all of you.
Thank